RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breathe a little bit today, because we're ready to go on a football Friday holiday weekend. I mean, it's one of those days where you're like, you know, yesterday felt like Sunday to me, first of all, yesterday felt like Sunday. Over at my mom's house, enjoying Christmas dinner, football is on. Like, yeah, it felt like a Sunday. Well, no, it's not. It's a Thursday. And then we got a Friday coming up with, like, what's going on Friday? Oh, yeah, wait. Got to get kind of back to work. Got to do radio. Got to Sean McDermott. The Bills are practicing. Got injury reports. An injury report come out yesterday. An estimation. Kind of all screwed up. You know how it all works out. But then you're like, this morning, I'm thinking, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. What does my day look like? It's a Friday. I have to kind of go back and look at the schedule. I think we're all settled in right now, though. I think we're good here on a Buffalo Football Friday. I think we'll call it a Buffalo Football Holiday Friday. On WGR Sports Radio 550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Glad to be with you. Sal Capaccio with you. And, of course, our Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. We will have Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the program here in about an hour or so. He'll give us an injury update, final injury status and update on several players that we're monitoring throughout the week. And I said earlier this week, and it's basically true, come to fruition, which is that you weren't really going to know nothing about the Bills injury report until today. Honestly, there's a report, there's an injury report, but let's think of the timeline, how this happened. On Tuesday, McDermott told us who would or wouldn't practice, but because the team played on Sunday, there's no official actual injury report given out. That's number one. So we knew that we had those players. Josh Allen wasn't going to practice. It's a walkthrough. Mitch Trubisky is going to take the work, but you don't see it on an actual physical tweet or piece of paper or anything like that, a website. Then we get to Wednesday. Wednesday is an estimated injury report because it's a walkthrough as well. And because it's estimated, it's that day. What would it be if it was today? Today, Josh Allen gets upgraded, quote unquote, because we didn't have an actual designation officially from the day before, but he's limited. But then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players, DNP, do not practice. Get to Thursday, another estimation, basically, because they did not practice yesterday. But even though it was an estimation, We did have one change, and it was a good change. Joey Bosa goes from not practicing to limited with his hamstring injury. That said, six notable names we're still monitoring that Sean McDermott will give us more of an idea on when he comes aboard here in about an hour. Defensive tackle Daquan Jones, tight end Dalton Kincaid, tight end Dawson Knox, defensive tackle Jordan Phillips, safety Jordan Poyer, kicker Matt Prater, all of them not practicing at all this week so far, whether estimated or not, listed as DNPs. So we'll get the injury update from Sean McDermott, like I said, in the 11 a.m. hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. At the bottom of this hour, though, we'll check in with Paul Hamilton. Yeah, it's a Buffalo Football Friday, but folks, the Sabres are surging. They are the hottest team in the NHL right now, and they are just 2 points back. Let me reiterate, 2 points back of a playoff spot. Now, we've been down this road before. Last year in November, they actually got to a playoff spot, and then they proceeded to lose 13 straight games. But right now, after Christmas, ahead of the new year, the Sabres sit at 40 points, and the second wildcard team is the Florida Panthers at 42. Heck, the Sabres are 3 points out of third place in their division. Top three make it. If they can get a victory tomorrow night against the Bruins, which is going to be a rocking KeyBank Center, by the way, if they can get a victory tomorrow night against the Bruins, I mean, if things fall their way, they could be within 5 points of the division lead. I mean, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's seven in a row. You could get to eight in a row tomorrow night against the Bruins. There's a tough stretch coming up that includes, well, tough around the road. They got to go to Dallas coming up. But, I mean, just keep stacking these dubs, man. That's what you got to do. Just keep stacking them. And I know Paul has come out and said this, and others have said this. I've never been in the same camp of, well, there's just too many teams to pass. When there's 40 games left, you just keep playing and winning. And if you can do that, you'll pass those teams. Because nobody, the other teams aren't going to keep winning too, and you're going to play them along the way. So I get it. Like, it's tough. To me, the problem wasn't the number of teams in front of them when you're in those situations and when they were in that situation recently. And still, it's not the number of teams in front of them. It's simply the number of points to make up, because other teams are going to win too. You can't expect everybody to fall off. But either way, they're right there now, and they have an opportunity with a new general manager who, so far, is undefeated, knock on wood, in his tenure, Jarmo Kekäläinen. I don't think that's necessarily, it's coincidental in one regard, right? But it's good to have some injection of something new and fresh in the organization that I do think helps. And I'm going to ask Paul about that, how much that actually helps. It's the intangibles you can't quantify necessarily, right? Getting a new GM and a new way of looking at things, and players thinking something's different, something's changed. How much does that actually matter when it comes to the on-ice performance? We'll talk with Paul at 10:30. 803-0550, 11:30 or so, right after Sean McDermott, will be our guy Patrick Hammer. A very big weather update today, because we do have some not nice weather coming this afternoon here to Western New York into tomorrow. And then Sunday for the game, what's it going to look like? Could be some rain, could be some snow. Drive in, drive out. Like, all of that matters. The timing of it. Not only this week, but then next week, the final game at Highmark Stadium. And who knows? Maybe there will be another game at Highmark Stadium after that. But the final scheduled game, and it could be, very well be, the final game ever at the current Highmark Stadium a week from Sunday. So we'll talk about all that into the new year, another holiday on tap next week. I have spent an inordinate amount of time lately thinking about who the Bills are going to play in the playoffs. Like, I just sit there and look at the standings, and I go through all the different scenarios in my head of who could win, what that means for them, New England against the Jets. That said, it does include, like, the unlikely possibility of an upset of the Jets over the Patriots, but I don't think about that as much, because I think that's so unlikely that I believe the Bills will be the 5, 6, or 7, and I kind of have my brain set on that, even though, absolutely, go get the 2 if you can get it. I mean, the 3, whatever, win the division, right? If you can get that, that'd be amazing. You get a home game, and then things change, but you still have the same possible teams, folks. I mean, right now, honestly, I know that it's like less likely for some of these teams. I don't think there's any team currently in the AFC playoff field. I could be wrong about this. I don't think there's any team currently in the AFC playoff field that the Bills can't play in round one. Denver, New England, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, and the Texans. So, but you have to have it all fall different ways, and some are likely, some are not. I mean, right now, Denver's got the number one seed, but what if they lose to the Chargers and the Jags get up and pass them, the Patriots pass them? I think those two things can happen, I'm pretty sure, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, they're the two, the Bills finish at the seven. Bam, there you go. If the Bills are the seven, which is still a very, very, I don't know, possible outcome, then they could be at any of these teams finishing in the two. Broncos, Patriots, Jags, and the Chargers. They could finish at the sixth seed and finish. And what if Houston passes Jacksonville? That's 6-3. Chargers could still win the West. Chargers could still finish. Well, they couldn't finish 2, 3, or 4 then if they don't win. They could, I guess. If they don't win the West, they're going to finish 4, 5, or 6. 5, 6, or 7, excuse me. Botching that one. But that could still happen. And yes, the Bills could still win the division if you get a very unlikely upset of the Jets beating the Patriots. But I have spent way too much time thinking about that over the last, I don't know, couple of weeks, but especially into this week. Would have been really nice to have the Chiefs win last night, but it wasn't like critical because the only reason why you think that way is because the Bills could still have a look at the one seed, right? Otherwise, it doesn't matter. I mean, if they're not going to get the one seed, then who cares? Just let Denver win the West and, you know, let things fall where they may. In fact, you might want that more because then if you just don't like the Patriots, you don't want them to get the one seed and feel like, oh, there you go, resting and at home and all that. And that's just kind of just the way it feels, all the feels there. You know, give it to Denver. That's fine. But it would have been nice. So how about last night? Dan Dale, were you like me and like kind of watching and rooting for the Chiefs, but like with the horror movie, kind of hand over your eyes, you're like, oh, I know that I'm kind of rooting for the Chiefs, but I feel really dirty doing this.
Yeah, it was just right? Like both of my hands covering my eyes with just a little peek.
Yeah, me too. I was rooting for the Chiefs last night.
Yeah.
And they put like a JV squad out there, it seemed like at times, in different positions, especially like, and I don't mean to disrespect it, like it was like a practice squad. Someone wrote that they have a practice squad playing, a preseason. That's what it was, a preseason roster playing against them. And yes, the quarterback did some nice things, but come on. And yet, here they were winning the game and then tied in the fourth quarter late against the Broncos.
No, you never would have thought that a quarterback I've never heard of until like maybe 2 days ago is going to have
made his first
chance,
ever start, by the way, yesterday.
Yeah, first ever start and have a chance to beat the AFC leading team in the Denver Broncos? Like, who thought?
I know. Oladokun, I think is how you say his
name.
Okay. Oladokun is how you say his name, I think. I apologize, because I have not heard of him either, really, until yesterday. I looked. Shane Buechele was actually active yesterday for the game.
I really thought he was going to be the starter, and that's why they brought him back.
Maybe he starts next week. They want to get a look at him, right? But yesterday, this is why I think about like the playoffs in this regard. So Joe talked about this a little bit.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But today he tweeted about this. The Broncos, take a look at their schedule. I mean, give them credit. When you win games, you win games. And when you find ways to win, you find ways to win. There's nothing wrong with that. And we would take it. You take, remember the one year, a few years ago, the Bills couldn't win one score games and it became a talking point. And then suddenly the next year they did. Remember last year, the Chiefs won every one score game. And then this year they're not doing it. And then last year, the Broncos were not good in one score games. And now this year they're winning all these one score games. It's the luck of the ball sometimes. It's a turnover here. It's a toe tap in or out. It can be totally anything, one little random difference between winning one-score games and losing one-score games. Give the Broncos credit. They are winning a lot of one-score games. But some of these games are against teams where, boy, you feel like they should just be better than them. Now, impressive wins they've had this year. They did beat Kansas City earlier, 22-19, right? Right before the bye. That's before the Chiefs were kind of back in the, who are they really? Houston. They beat Houston 18-15. One score game, but nice. I mean, they crushed Dallas by 20 points, 44-24. Not that the Dallas is great, but you know, that's an impressive win. Remember, they came back on the Giants. How the heck? Remember, they scored all those points in the fourth quarter against the Giants? That was insane. What was it, 30 points or whatever in the fourth quarter they scored? They were down 26-8. No, they were down 19-0 going into the fourth. Oh, they scored 33 points in the fourth quarter that day. And if you like look at the big picture, the reason why I've spent so much time thinking about this is because I just can't decide what's best for the Bills or not, to be honest with you. So I'd like to ask you that today. Before everything happens on Sunday, like, you have a preferred outcome here. I mean, winning the division is obviously great, but you could also face Houston at home. Maybe you don't like that. I would say I don't care. If you're at home, you're at home. That's great. Give me home games. I know people say, oh, go play Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh's looked a little better lately, and they might be resting players week 18, which makes it tougher. When you're resting TJ Watt, and hopefully he's, you know, medically okay because everything that happened with him with his lung, you're resting Aaron Rodgers. You're resting older players. That could be an impact and a factor. Maybe you don't want to go to L.A. and play the Chargers the way that they're playing right now. I mean, maybe you don't want to go to Jacksonville. I mean, what is the preferred kind of path here? Does Denver look that daunting right now? They can win games. They win a lot of one-score games, but I'm thinking, I don't know. Maybe you'd rather go to Denver than New England. I know it might sound crazy to some of you. New England's a division opponent. They already beat you once this year. Going there twice and winning would be very tough. They have a very, very good young quarterback. I'd take their quarterback over the Broncos quarterback right now for sure. So yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways to look at this. The other thing we're going to do today that I want to get to a little bit later is we do this every kind of week. The Bills play a game, but especially when they're at home. Memories against the team they're playing. And this week, obviously, the Bills are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. And folks, if you talk Bills, Eagles, memories, there's basically no way to me you can't start with the incredible Randall Cunningham play out of the end zone to Fred Barnett. I tweeted it. Go find it. It's on YouTube. It's incredible. The Bills were on the wrong end. It's one of the most iconic plays ever at this stadium, like singular plays. Randall Cunningham escapes Bruce Smith. Did you see the play that I tweeted out, Dan? Have you seen the play? You got to go look at it. Go look at the play I tweeted out. You got to start. If you're going to talk Bills, Eagles, okay, memories, I tweeted out the play and said, you have to start with this play. It's Randall Cunningham. What's 1990? I got to go back and look again. He's in the pocket, in the end zone. He's going to get sacked for a safety. Bruce Smith comes over. He ducks out of it, runs to his left. He's a right-handed quarterback, just launches the ball downfield. Fred Barnett goes up, out jumps a Bills DB, and then takes it to the house for 90-plus yards for a touchdown. But what other Bills-Eagles memories might you have? The year that I moved back to Buffalo, 2011, I think it was, they played on Halloween or right that weekend. It was unseasonably warm here, and the Bills got the Eagles to jump off sides late in the game to win the game. Like on a hard count. I remember that one. Cornelius Bennett had an amazingly monstrous game in 1987, just a month after he shows up to Buffalo, basically. But it didn't matter. It was the last game of the year. You might remember that, but it was kind of nondescript. Because the Bills had lost to the Patriots the week before to not get in the playoffs. That's the strike year. That's Bennett comes to Buffalo in the big trade. Eric Dickerson. Bills Eagles memories. We can get into those too. 803-0550. And of course, the Eagles had a, for quite a few years, they had a local quarterback from Lackawanna, Ron Jaworski. 803-0550. Tony starts us off in Buffalo. Hi, Tony. You're on WGR. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Sal?
How are you, man?
Sal? I'm good, man. For me, it's very important to get the 5 seed if we can't, sneak out the division with an upset to the Patriots. And it's not just Pittsburgh. I feel like a lot of this is being predicated on what that round one matchup would look like. And I would want Pittsburgh over the others, as good as they might be playing or maybe catching a little stride. I think there are knots below the other teams, but something I don't hear talked a lot about that I think is real is, pardon me, if we were to be the 5, I think the 6 and the 7 mm-hmm. can compete with the division winners to where we could potentially be in a spot to host the AFC championship game following what would be the divisional round. I think it's almost mathematically impossible to host a round 2 game. Should we be the 5 and play Pittsburgh?
No, it wouldn't be mathematically impossible. In fact, it could happen because you would just need 7 to win and 6 to win. Then 7 would go to 1 and 6 would go to 5.
Okay, so we would need them both. Not mathematically, maybe a little less likely.
Yep.
But I think the AFC Championship is real if we're the 5, and that might be driving me to want the 5 just as much as the round 1 opponent. Your thoughts?
Totally get it. Yeah, and we've talked about it a little bit, Tony, and I think that the reason why we don't lean all the way into that is because it's probably so unlikely, right? Like, come on, what are we talking about here? You'd have to have 5, 6, and 7 all win, or in your scenario, you wouldn't have to have 5, 6, and 7 all win. The Bills would have to win at 5, 2 games, so they win at 4, and then they win at, number 1 or 2, whatever. And then somebody below them, 6 or 7, also wins a couple games. But, I mean, this could be, if you look at the playoff field, I understand going on the road in the playoffs is tough, always. If you look at the playoff field, I think anything is possible this year. Anything. Including the Bills losing in the first round at Pittsburgh, or at home if they get in as a division winner to a Houston or a Chargers or whatever. Like, seriously, anything is possible. The number one seed this year is probably the most tenuous it's been as far as a team getting it and then thinking they're going to go to the Super Bowl than you could imagine and remember. I think it was 2021. The Titans had the number one seed at 12-5. Remember, the Bills, because that year they lost to the Titans down in Tennessee, right? Was that the year? Let me just check the Bills schedule that year. Was that the year they went to Tennessee and lost? They lose that 34-31. Josh Allen slips at the fourth down near the goal line, all that, right? If the Bills win that game, they're probably the number one seed. And that was a game in October. But because the Tennessee won that game, and Tennessee also, I believe that year, they beat the Bills and then they beat the Chiefs the next week. They did. They wind up as the number one seed. And what happened in the playoffs that year? That was the year the Titans, as the number one seed. Let me go to the schedule here. They lost to the Bengals in their first game. And we all know the Bengals then went to Kansas City and they won, and the Bills had lost to Kansas City that same year. That's 13 seconds, all of that, right? That year was wild when you think about it. That year, the number one seed gets knocked off in the AFC. This is 2021 now. Number one seed gets knocked off in the AFC. That's Tennessee. Bills won. Oh, that's the perfect game. New England comes to Buffalo. Vegas goes to Cincinnati. Cincinnati beats them. So Cincinnati then plays Tennessee in round two. They win, and then Buffalo gets. So you had 1, 2, 3, and 4 all survive. There you go. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 all survive. And 2, Kansas City beats Buffalo with 13 seconds left in the game, and 4 beats Tennessee. And remember, that's the year. So the Bengals would have come to Buffalo for the AFC title game. But the point I'm making is, ever since then, that was 21. Then you get to 2022, number one seed, Kansas City. They get to the Super Bowl. 2023, number one seed, Baltimore. They get knocked off by Kansas City. Go to the Super Bowl. And then last year, Kansas City gets it. But I think this year feels like the most kind of tenuous spot you're in if you're the one seed, that you could be knocked off by anybody. I don't even talk about the Bills. If Denver's the number one seed, you can't see them losing to Houston or the Chargers or the Jags. I can. What if New England's the number one seed? Same thing. Any of these teams can win. I think the AFC is wild. It's wide open. We could be talking about an early exit. We could be talking about a deep, deep playoff run. Your thoughts on the AFC playoff picture? Your thoughts on Eagles, Bills, memories? Randall Cunningham, the one that first comes to mind? We'll do all of that today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Holiday Friday here on WGR. Sal Capaccio with you. We'll take a timeout. Paul Hamilton up next to check in on the surging Sabres with a really big game tomorrow night against the Boston Bruins. Keep it right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.